Now, back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
Well, the truth, well, it hurts to say, I'm gonna pack up my bags and I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna split, I can't stand it. I'm gonna give it up and quit, ain't never coming back. But before I get to going, I got to say, I know you used to love me, but that was yesterday. And the truth, I won't fight it. When the love starts burning, you got to do what's right. Whoa, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more.
I can't believe this was 10 years ago.
Whoa, lover,
wow. Jared Neiman.
It was a big hit.
Yeah. But that was a cover. That song had been done for about 50 years. 8:15 is the time. It is my pleasure to welcome the guy who, well, unfortunately got the short straw. And they said, okay, you got to go on the radio. Doug Phillips from Ledyard Bank, Senior VP, Chief Investment Officer. Doug, good to have you on with us this morning.
Well, good morning. I'm thrilled to be on. Thanks for having me.
And you did get the short straw, right? They said, let Doug do it.
No, I don't think so at all.
Oh. Hey, let me ask you a question. I was looking over your very impressive curriculum vitae. You still on the board over at Kent's Hill?
You know, no. I stepped off a few months ago, but it's a wonderful school.
Well, that's part of my old stomping grounds, Mount Vernon, Rome, Livermore Falls, Augusta, Reed Field. Spent a lot of time over there.
Well, I love the area. We have a camp on a lake there. It's beautiful.
Do you get a chance to go over there much?
As much as possible. You know, that's what I like to do, get out there and fish.
Part of the escape.
Yeah. No, good. Yeah. Well, no, it's good to, and we appreciate you taking the time to spend a little time with us this morning. Now, again, titles, Senior Vice President, Chief Investment Officer, translate. What does that mean to me?
So I manage the firm's investment team, and we make, we set strategy, investment strategy. We select investments for our clients. And we're part of a larger wealth management group that does many more things, from financial planning to tax prep. We provide integrated wealth management services to our clients.
I'm assuming you've been doing this more than 6 or 7 years.
Oh, boy. 30 plus. So it's
okay,
been a while.
Okay, so you got an idea of where of you speak.
Well, hopefully.
And it's through experience. And right now, Doug, stock market is all over the place, but we've been seeing rising numbers on the stock market, even though all we hear on the news is that the economy is going to
People are unemployed. People are dying. But stock market's up. It's like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah, you're so right. So the market fell 35%. Hit a low in March, and we bounced about 30%. And we're seeing some of the worst economic news since the Great Depression.
But I know.
We think there's a couple reasons for that. First, the Federal Reserve and Congress introduced emergency programs that helped improve the liquidity of the markets and helped individuals and businesses. And these programs have been massive. If you add them up, they come to something like 20% of GDP or the economy.
Wow.
That's 3 to 5 times larger than what we saw 10 years ago during the financial crisis. So that's one reason. But secondly, the markets don't tend to care about good or bad. They focus on whether things are getting better or worse. And America was not prepared for this crisis. Things were bad. Mm-hmm. You know, we had little ability to test. New infections rose rapidly. Mm-hmm. Hospitals were overwhelmed. But during the past month or so, things have been getting incrementally better. You know, the curve of new infections is flattened.
Yep.
We're seeing more masks, ventilators produced, protective care. I think there's about 100 vaccines in development, and about mm-hmm. 8 of them are with humans testing taking place. And economies are starting to open. So there has been some positive reason for the markets to move up.
Now, we know that you have this little crystal ball on your desk. but right under the crystal ball is a little sign that says past performance is no guarantee of future results. Now, knowing that and looking into the crystal ball, what do you see down the road as the markets move forward?
Well, the crystal ball is never clear, and particularly now, that's for sure. But we're optimistic that sunnier days are ahead. You know, the whole world is united in its efforts to fight a common enemy, which is this virus.
Mm-hmm.
And we think this, too, will pass. But we think it's going to take time. We expect the markets to continue to be volatile for a while. Some states may be opening too soon, so we risk another wave of infection. This could lead to another round of social distancing and put off the economic recovery. As you know, the economy is under tremendous stress. You know, 26 million people are unemployed. Businesses have to shut their doors. I think the Congressional Budget Office was out saying that GDP in the second quarter will be down 38%.
Yeah. Yep.
If we look back, you know, over the past 90 years or so, there's been about a dozen bear markets, which is a market that goes down 20% or more. And on average, it takes about 22 months to get through it, and we're only 2 to 3 months into this crisis. So given to the damage to the economy, we think it'll take time.
Yeah, and so you can kind of, even though you keep hearing the word unprecedented about these times, you can kind of look at past things that happened and about what it's going to take to pull us out of it.
This crisis is so unusual because mm-hmm. it was caused by a pandemic. You know, you've had the government shutdowns. There's no analog, you're right. But over my 30-plus-year career, I've lived through about 15 crises that affected the markets, and there's a few things in common.
Mm-hmm.
There's always uncertainty and pessimism. Where investors get into trouble is they panic, they abandon their long-term plan. For example, they may sell stocks with the idea that they'll wait for things to settle down. But this often backfires because the market's forward-looking. It'll rebound long before the headlines improve.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll have troubles getting back in. So during periods like this, the best thing to do is follow certain principles for success, such as maintaining diversification, you know, resisting the temptation to try to time the ups and downs where you can really get into trouble.
All right. Now, clients, Doug, are clients. All right, they're going to come to you and they're going to say, I have these resources. I want to make 12% and I don't want to lose any money.
Okay, then.
Yeah. What do you tell them?
Well, setting expectations properly is really the start. And there's always a trade-off between risk and return. So you have to start there. And what we do is we sit down with every new client. We assess their own particular situation. We talk about historical returns to help set expectations. And we develop a plan for them. But what's helpful is this plan, you know, can take into account their spending, their unique situation, their feelings about risk. And we can stress test it. We can run scenarios. We can test different levels of spending. And it really helps align their expectations with what the future may hold.
So who can use Ledyard Bank's wealth management? Do I need a seven-figure portfolio, or I could be just starting out. I mean, who's a candidate for you?
Work with all types of clients, and no, you don't need seven figures. We have programs to work with people that are getting started with smaller levels of assets, and we're happy to do that. We really like working with younger clients as well as retirees, so it really runs the gamut.
Now, how do you work with a retiree? I mean, or somebody who's maybe 60, 64, hasn't pulled the plug yet and gone into retirement, but how do you, I mean, aren't they past the point of saving, or do you just work with what they have? What do you do?
Well, often with what they have, they could potentially save more. Retired clients, though, have a shorter time horizon than younger clients, so volatility can be a really big issue. So it's really important for retirees to think carefully about asset allocation, which is the mix between stocks and bonds. This helps manage the volatility, and we help with this. We look at their assets, their spending rates. We can make projections to ensure that their resources are sufficient to, you know, last them the rest of their lives. And as I mentioned, we can also stress test. But it's also important for them to have an appropriate investment strategy. Most retirees need income from their portfolios. And with interest rates so low, this is really challenging. And we have a dividend growth strategy that's well-suited for retirees. It invests in high-quality stocks that consistently raise their dividends. While the stock market will fluctuate over time, the income stream tends to be much more stable, and this tends to give them a peace of mind. So we find that they like that strategy, and it can be helpful.
So many, many institutions, many individuals, hold themselves out and say, wealth management, that's us. What makes Ledyard Bank and your wealth management different?
Yeah, that's a great question. So like many large firms, we provide comprehensive and integrated wealth management. So we can handle almost all of our clients' needs, from investment management to financial planning, you know, tax prep. But we're also small enough to provide a very high level of personal service. When clients come to our offices, they're greeted by name. We get to know them really well. We realize there's no cookie-cutter solutions to meet their needs. When I retire, reflect on my career, I probably won't spend a long time thinking about the investment decisions I made.
Right.
Although that's one of my primary responsibilities, I'll think back to the clients that I was able to help. And I think my colleagues all feel the same way. They have different expertise levels and different portions of wealth management. But helping our clients is really what matters. It runs deep in our culture.
Oh, that's cool. If people
that's
want
great.
More information, how do they get it? Do they call you, just call Ledyard? What's the process?
They can call us. You know, our Hanover office is phone number is 603-643-0044. We have a Concord office as well, and New London. Also, they can visit our website. We have a number of videos right up in the wealth management portion of our website that helps describe the services we offer, which may be helpful.
All right. Doug Phillips, Senior Vice President, Chief Investment Officer, Ledyard Bank. I'll tell you what, let's continue this conversation. I'll swing the truck up Friday afternoon about 3, throw you in, grab a fishing rod, and we'll go up to Echo Lake and do a little fishing over the weekend. How's that?
Well, that sounds fabulous. I'd love that.
I expect you to show me the hot spots on the lake.
Well, I don't know about that.
All right. Well, Doug, appreciate the time, and maybe we can do this again.
Well, thanks so much. I enjoyed it.
Excellent.
No problem. It was good.
Have a good holiday weekend.
We learned. It was good.
Okay. Take care.
See ya. Doug Phillips, Senior VP, Chief Investment Officer.
That was great.
Yeah, it was good. Appreciate it.
Nice guy.
Knows
what he's talking about.
And he wants to go fishing. Yeah, and a spot I know. Hello. It's all good.
I know.
It's 8:29. Taking a break. Mm-hmm. Back with more.